KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda, and we begin in Washington, D.C., where a shooting at a Republican congressional baseball practice has wounded at least one Congress member. Make that two Congress members. We know that House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana has been shot in the leg and was rushed to the hospital. Democratic Bay Area Congressman Jared Huffman was also practicing this morning for this charity event. He was at a separate field with Democratic lawmakers. I spoke to him moments ago.
Well, bear in mind, I'm on the Democratic baseball team, so we were having our normal 7 a.m. practice at a field in Washington. We were about, 20, 30 minutes into that practice when the coach, Mike Doyle from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called us all in, what looked like an urgent message on his text, and we were all very concerned what it might be, and he told us there had been a shooting at the Republican practice, which was just stunning, shocking for all of us. So we all went into the dugout. There are Capitol Police that are at both parties' practices for security purposes, and so the Capitol Police, who are on site with us, wanted us to hunker down in the dugout while they made sure our facility was secure. And so that's what happened from our end, and then we continued to get news periodically about what was going on.
One Congress member we have not been able to locate yet who we believe was on the Republican side is Doug LaMalfa. I'm curious, have you heard from him at all?
I saw a text indicating that he was not at practice and may not be playing this year.
Okay.
So I think I have every reason to believe Doug is safe and fine.
Very good, very good. We are also seeing reports in the national press that before this person began shooting, they asked people which party they belonged to. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have not. And of course, in the immediate aftermath of these things, information is always a little suspect. But look, this is a despicable act. If that had anything to do with it, it's just another layer of what is already a despicable act. But look, the truth is the temperatures are high in our country. Our country is divided. We've got various factors that fan the flames of division and passion, from the media to the partisan players in politics on both sides. And, one hopes that an incident like this, might at least provide a teachable moment for us all to try to turn the temperature down a little bit.
Representative Huffman joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're working to confirm that California Congressman Doug LaMalfa was not on the field, as Huffman told us moments ago. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. Let's turn our attention now to Sacramento, where California lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown have a deal on a state budget for next year. From KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, Guy Marzorati reports.
California's budget battles have followed a familiar script in recent years. Governor Jerry Brown urges fiscal restraint. Legislative Democrats push for new spending, only to have their proposals beaten down like a game of whack-a-mole in the final budget. But Senate Budget Chair Holly Mitchell, a Democrat from L.A., says legislators broke through in Tuesday's budget deal.
I think it's more progressive than past budgets in recent history, and it certainly is. And the fact that the governor acknowledged that it's progressive, I think, is a big deal.
Under the big deal, more Californians will be eligible for both subsidized child care and the state's earned income tax credit. Here's San Francisco Democrat Phil Ting, the Assembly Budget Chair.
We're doing that by increasing the earned income tax credit to those who are self-employed. People who were self-employed, who were poor, were not able to access our earned income tax credit.
Legislators didn't get everything on their wish list. Both houses wanted to spend nearly $1 billion in revenue from the state's new tobacco tax on boosting reimbursement rates for Medi-Cal providers. The governor wanted to fold the money into the state's existing Medi-Cal program for the poor.
It was very much the legislature versus the administration on this.
That's Assembly Budget Vice Chair Jay Obernolte, a Republican from San Bernardino. The agreement that was reached will put more than $500 million towards increasing the provider rates. Obernolte says that still strays from the language that voters approved in November.
When we impose taxes on the populace of California. I think we're obligated to spend those taxes for the purposes that we represent to the public that we collected them for.
Those rate increases will need approval from the Trump administration. Lawmakers are expected to pass the budget tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in Sacramento.
Last week, we told you about a report that Russian hackers tried to break into U.S. election systems, including those in California. Well, yesterday, we got another report that Russian hackers did actually hack into election systems, including here in our state. There's no evidence that they actually changed the vote, but the hacking happened with a third-party vendor who contracts with California counties. We are going to reach out for comment. And when we get it, we'll give it to you. In the meantime, you can read the Bloomberg report on Russian hacking into our election systems on my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. Russia was the center point of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony yesterday in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. During the three-hour-long hearing, Sessions was asked repeatedly about his knowledge of alleged ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, including from Senator Kamala Harris, who played the part of George Foreman grilling the Attorney General.
Did you have any communication with any Russian businessmen or any Russian nationals?
I don't believe I had any conversation with Russian businessmen or Russian nationals.
Are you aware of any communication?
A lot of people were at the convention. It's conceivable that somebody came up to me.
Sir, I have just a few.
Well, you let me qualify. If I don't qualify it, you'll accuse me of lying. So I need to be correct as best I can.
I do want you to be honest.
And I'm not able to... I'll be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
Are you aware of any communications with other Trump campaign officials?
That's Senator Kamala Harris speaking with Attorney General Jeff Sessions yesterday in the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at Irvine.org.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, June 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.